Mind Canyon is an entirely improvised podcast. Music and sound effects are added afterwards. Topics are devised by Charlie Kemp and Steve Dawson. This week's cast are...
Catherine Bennett Fox.
Ian Thomas Day.
Seamus Maxwell.
Mind Canyon.
Mind Canyon.
Mind the Canyon.
We're sorry, the Canyon.
Please, Mind the Canyon.
So I said, Mind the Canyon.
Welcome to Mind Canyon. I'm Steve Dawson.
I'm Charlie Kemp.
Sorry, you distracted.
Yeah, no, I was just watching this video thing on YouTube that's been taken off the news channel.
News. It's something we all watch. It's something that's very close to our hearts because it's what we do.
Yeah, we are journalists. We try and hold a mirror to society and right the wrongs that the rich and powerful commit.
And there's people like us who are super accurate and get it 100% correct.
There's never a problem with the words.
Always, we know, what we get across, we get across.
And we kind of compact the thing into a kind of reasonable, bite-sized way that anyone can understand, but we do it sort of so it's...
Oh, God, my phone's gone off. Sorry, I need to just put that in.
Okay.
Flight mode. Okay. Now, we've all had really bad things printed about
us. All of us, actually, last week in The Sun, they claimed that I had built an extension to my house that wasn't allowed by the planning, which was absolutely nonsense because the planning was granted by the council, but apparently there were too many windows in the skylight. So it's a very small infraction, and it was true, but unfair. And you, of course, had that whole expose in the Sunday Times.
Yeah, it was all about that time that I saved that orphanage and all the orphans from the fire, but they printed my brother's name.
It's outrageous, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, he was there, though, wasn't he, at the time?
Yeah, he did most of the work,
You kind of took photos.
I cheered him on.
Yeah.
Oh, there was one time, somebody wrote, in the bathroom, for a good time, call this number. It was my number. And so for, 5 months, I'm just having to take people out for a good time. And it's just, I'm not made of money, and I have to go to the amusement park every week, or I have to go to get dinner all the time. It was so inconvenient. It's just, whatever.
My name's Anne, I'm from Leon C. My birthday's 19th of February. Now last year in my Pisces star sign, it said I was being selfish, and I wasn't being selfish, I just wanted a coffee and I wanted it fast.
There was a story about me in the local newspaper that claimed I'd been standing in the town square pretending to be a food bin, and that every time someone threw away some food in me, it'd be in my mouth and I would go, I did do it, but I just, I was annoyed.
There was a story that I interrupt Vox Pops. It never happened.
Hi, my name is Kim Young, and for the last few years the papers have been printing just the most appalling things about me, that I'm some kind of dictator, that I summarily execute family and things like that, and that I have a nuclear program. That's not true at all. I once tried to make one warhead, but, the police got involved very quickly.
See, my name's Jared, and there I am, waiting for my iced cappuccino, and it could have been 10, 15 minutes, and then I listen a little close. Jaren? Turns out they printed the wrong name on my cup, and they've been calling Jaren. But my name is Jared. Some people say they do it on purpose, so that you'll take a picture and they'll get free Instagram likes.
Jeffrey, coffee for Jeffrey?
That's definitely not me. There's no way they could hear Jeffrey when I say Jared. I now emphatically say Jared.
Fine, I'll throw it down the toilet.
J-A-R-E-Q. Jared.
They printed my obituary in the newspaper and I wasn't dead, and I found it very upsetting, and I wish I hadn't told them.
they printed my obituary and I was dead, but they spelt my name with an F instead of a PH.
My name's Stefan.
I mean, that's why newspapers have to be so accurate and news channels.
You've got to fact check everything.
We discovered a website, which is called Wikipedia.
Okay, let me just check. Yep, it's called Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. It's got all the information you need, and you can just check anything against that.
I think we should probably just have a quick listen to one of the stories this news station has been putting out.
So we're just going to put this in the reel-to-reel and spool it up.
By the way, could you just record it to the computer?
I took them off digitally from the thing and then put them on the reel-to-reel, so...
Are biscuits bad for you? Some scientists say that they are actually poisonous, whereas others say they may hold the cure for death itself.
That's just one example there. I'll just put in another reel-to-reel now.
Birds. What are they?
I mean, they should be able to check that up. That's going to be on Wikipedia straight away, right?
That's going to be on Wikipedia. They're just sort of tiny flying dinosaurs, aren't they?
Yeah, actually, that is what it says on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just put another reel-to-reel in and we'll just... pop this in. I should have probably just put them all on reel to reel, but I just load it up again and here we go.
How long is too long in a hospital?
They seem to just ask questions. They don't seem to do any news reporting as such. What you can do with a question is you can make someone think that there's a problem when there really isn't. Like, yeah. Did Charlie Kemp really kill that otter?
No, I didn't. Dude, I didn't kill the otter.
No, I know.
No, but I didn't. I've never killed. You can tell people I killed an otter. I didn't think I killed an otter.
I was posing the question. I was just showing how powerful it is. Like, why is everyone talking about Charlie Kemp punching a cat?
No, I didn't punch the cat. The cat walked into my fist.
Sorry, you actually punched your cat?
No. We're actually furious about this. This is JCB News. It's 24-hour rolling news. And some people say they threaten the very heart of our democracy. Well, the current buzzword is fake news, I believe,
which
was made popular by Donald Trump, who has also some awful things written about him.
I know,
done
really
with him on
bad stuff.
News channel, which I just don't believe to be true.
What we really want to get to in this podcast is, you know, can we take this channel off the air?
We should.
Sorry to burst in on this.
Hi, Nige.
You know, we've allowed you to use the JCB recording studio.
Yeah,
thanks. I've said to you repeatedly that if you're going to make tea and coffee in the kitchen and use the microwave, you've got to clean up after yourselves.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm so sick of it now that the microwave is full of what I hope is Bovril. It's stuck to the doors. And I'm sorry to burst in on this, but I'm trying to run a channel here.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. So
thank you so much for letting us into this space. I'm really sorry. It won't happen again.
It's actually
Huel.
Huel.
Yeah, we're both on a bit of a health dive.
But Huel is the future.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be drinking it, eating any food. 3 years.
Yeah, you don't need to tell us that. We know that.
I need to, but I wanted to. So I'm going to go now.
Okay.
Got a news channel to run, okay? But just make sure you're going to clean up over here.
No, we're sorry. Yeah. No.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
We're going to try and get to the bottom of all this and see if we can in some way speak to the founders.
We actually spoke to a couple of ex-journalists at the station to see what the environment's like in the office.
Well, I mean, it's all about clicks, isn't it? My name's Ted Barnaby.
And you
nice
are?
To meet you.
Patricia Reed.
Patricia Reed, Ted Barnaby and Patricia. Did you guys break the...
No, I'm Malcolm.
That's Malcolm.
Hi, Malcolm.
Don't ignore Malcolm.
You're in disguise there. You're disguised as the chair.
He's on deep cover.
I'm doing a story next door, but I thought I'd pop over and just get involved. But I do need to be incognito for the other story.
Right.
He's at surface.com. He's infiltrating them.
Do they have an office, or are they online?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Right, great. Okay. Now, within the office, do you feel certain pressure to create stories that cause controversy?
Well, if you don't get clicks, you're shit canned.
I've got a story here, which ostensibly seems to be a story about... a school canteen having an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease.
Oh, yeah, that's mine.
That was yours, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Well, you've written the headline, Government Pump Legionnaires into School to Get Rid of Children.
Yeah.
But there doesn't seem to be any evidence that it wasn't anything other than a faulty air conditioning unit.
Well, actually what happened was there was a historical reenactment nearby and they'd sent some people in costume.
Right.
Dressed like Legionnaires.
Legionnaires, okay.
How clean were they?
Right. I mean, now I look at it, that's actually quite an interesting story. That's
it's crisis not... actors.
Oh, you mean...
The government is interested in portraying their own narrative, man. They're interested in, you know, perpetuating the status quo, making us think that everything's all right.
Do you mind if I actually sit in this chair here? Because this one's... Ow! Like... Sorry, Malcolm, I forgot you were there.
It's actually quite good that you didn't realise it was me.
Yeah.
But it did hurt.
Okay.
I mean, if you're trying to get us to say, did JCB pressure us, then yes.
Yeah.
Did we enjoy ourselves?
Yes. I love sure. every second of it.
Did Michael sometimes take us on his boat?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he did. And it's a nice boat.
And we would play tennis.
On the boat.
Very big.
It's a very big boat.
It's a very big boat.
It's what they call a yacht.
Yeah, do we have a few drinks? Yeah, a few. Bit of Coke. Yeah.
A little bit.
Did we accidentally kill one of the staff? Sure.
Only a few.
Were there any of them left at the end?
I can't count them. They all look the same to me.
Charlie, I'm going to come clean.
I think they might have been the same. They might have been robots.
I did also... organise an outbreak of Legionnaires.
Well, you mean you've got to get the story, haven't you?
Charlie, I feel like since you've come back from that interview and being in those offices, it's kind of affected you?
I don't know, man. You know what I mean? We've got to get clicks. That's what I'm saying.
We don't need to get clicks. We already get upwards of 60 people listening to this podcast, so...
63 people listened to the last episode.
That's upwards of 60 people.
And I'm just saying we exposed that.
Guys, sorry to interrupt you again.
No.
Wanted to say thank you so much for not messing up the kitchen.
Oh.
I really appreciate it. And I've got you some cocaine, to be clear.
Oh, I don't know. I don't do cocaine.
I will. Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah. You can have Steve's. I've
double cocaine. Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Good work, guys.
No, Charlie, I probably don't do cocaine during the podcast.
Yeah, but I've got it. It's for free now.
You've never done it before. That's a lot.
I've made a line.
Yeah, across the entire table.
I won't take it.
You're taking it.
No, I'm not taking it.
That's how you take it.
Oh. I know, I haven't taken it. I just wanted to check that it was real, like in the movies. And I'm just going to put some on my gums like that.
That wasn't even that.
I feel
that
really good, actually. Really, like,
the table
on board of this.
Yeah,
yeah,
gums,
cool.
So.
Really feel like we're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm really excited about it. Really keen to get this story kicked off. Do you know what I mean? I
want
to kick these
around
people
the
in the
stop
nut. I mean, do you know what I mean? I feel like this is the moment. This is the time where we finally uncover something incredible.
Stop playing the music on your iPhone.
Did we invade a small South American country?
We absolutely did.
Yes.
Yeah.
And take on the drug cartels and win.
It's because they're easy to take over these days.
We had more money than the government and more money than the drug cartel.
And is it...
And more troops by the end of the war because we were just hiring them.
You can hire kids to do this stuff.
Mm.
And the problem is, it's not just the news that kind of gets infected by this attitude and this environment. It's also the weather on the channel.
Oh, awesome. I went to a holiday once and saw the weather was mad. Like, I was completely fucking, like, mental at the moment.
Just come down from the roof.
Sort of like, no, I mean, it's just like the sun. Like, I was thinking, where's that from? Like, who's invented the sun? Are you going to be drinking that water?
Please just take it. And this one. And this one. And this one. And this one. And this one.
Guys, so sorry to interrupt you again. I just wanted to quickly say, don't drink the tap water. Okay? I can't tell you why right now, because we're still looking into it. But for now, just don't drink it. All right?
Totally, cool.
Have a good time, guys.
Have you got any more of the Coke? Oh, he's gone. I should probably start calling some people up.
Give me your phone.
Could do a bit.
Give me your phone.
No. I
give
just
me your
need
phone.
To quickly just
give
text
me
a few people.
Stop it. Stop it. Right.
This is going out the window.
No.
Deliver it.
Sorry. My friend's just started a Coke habit. So the weather that they broadcast is equally as sensational as the news that they broadcast.
Do you have a clip of it?
Yeah, I've got it as an MP3, actually. I can just play it.
Okay, cool. Shall we put on a real tree or not?
No, I'll just play it.
Cool, totally.
That's fine.
And now for our weather, Cynthia Hurricane.
Don't go near the water, don't go near the water. If you're near water, if you're anywhere near any pool, any pond, any sea, get away your children. Take your children, put them in a car and drive to the centre, drive to a city, get away as quick as you can, run! It's exactly midday.
The thing is, they're really good on the time calls.
Yeah, they really get it right on every time, don't they?
Yeah.
Just,
do you need a sleep?
No, I don't need a sleep. I'm totally
fine. You should have a sleep.
No. I've got too much going on in my head at the moment. Do you remember the Four Non Blondes? Love that song.
I do, yeah.
But, am I allowed to sing it, or is that like a royalty thing?
You just don't sing it.
Okay, and I said, if I change a word, does that mean it's all right for the royalty?
That's probably fine. I haven't totally. Got the legal.
I also wanted to say as well that it'd be really interesting to know if we could find out, like, if they sell Coke or more Coke in the building.
Should we go to one of the pre-recorded interviews that we've done?
Yeah, totally. We could do that as well. I'm just going to pop out the room for 2 minutes.
Well, my show on this network is just telling it like it is. You don't usually get the perspective of a guy like me, you know?
That's right.
Regular guys like Barnaby here and Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Barnaby and Oliver's NewsHour.
NewsHour.
For instance, the other day, we did a whole half hour about where to find the best truck nuts.
Yeah, now the thing with those truck nuts is they're really spiky, right?
Well, you can get spiky, you can get creamy, you can get gooey, you can get triangly, you can get diamond encrusted, you can get nuts, actual nuts.
So, Charlie, I'm just looking, Wikipediaing this, and you really can't get any of those. You certainly can't get slimy ones. I mean, I asked on Reddit whether you could get slimy ones, and it says
Can you just speak a bit quicker, please? I'm really sorry. Could you just speak a little bit quicker? Kind of getting on my nerves right now.
This is the pace of the podcast. This is normal speed.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So there isn't a slimy one. It wouldn't hold onto the bolts. It just wouldn't work. Already, you can see the hyperbole that's coming in their discussions.
Cool. Oh.
Hi, sorry to
interrupt.
Come in. Hello, hi, sorry to interrupt.
Hey.
Charlie, it's me, your neighbour, Katie.
Oh, hi, Katie.
I saw your car outside. Listen, I've brought your cat. Someone's punched it in the face.
I don't know what that would be.
Do you want to take it to the vet?
No, I mean, if you just leave it here with me and I'll take it to the vet later.
Are you sure?
She
doesn't look well, Charlie.
No, she'll be fine. She'll be absolutely, just pass her over here.
Okay.
That's great.
I'm sorry to interrupt your work.
No,
it's just,
that's cool. Can I just have a little word with you? Just,
sure?
Yeah, do you know anyone who can get some Coke?
Coke, I mean, there's a Coca-Cola.
No, like just some drugs. Cocaine, because I'm just...
For the cat? To ease her pain?
Not for the cat, for me. Listen, I'm really crashing at the moment, and I could do with a little something just to, you know, perk me up a little bit.
I mean...
Oh, God, I've just realised I've been leaving loads of dead air. Oh, God, I should have been talking all that time. I'll go back to that interview that I was playing.
I'm going to work now. Charlie, you need to deal with that cat.
Yeah, I will, totally. Thanks for that. Cheers for your help.
We also did a whole hour on which the best McDonald's in town was.
McDonald's.
Well, Barnaby will just say one word in every expose. Whenever I speak, he'll just say one word.
Well, I'm going to challenge you here because I'm journalist to journalist.
Zeitgeist.
Right, okay. Well, you don't think I know what's the best McDonald's in town?
Okay, well, let me...
At me.
I'm on Reddit. And
I got pictures of friggin' Elvis Presley on the wall.
Yeah, it is that one, actually.
Wow.
That's the best one.
You come at me with anything. I got the answers.
Okay. Which of the two Starbucks is the best one on the same street?
It's the one that's facing north, because then the government can't read your mind.
And that's pretty much exactly word for word what it says here on Wikipedia.
You're facing south, that their rays can get in your ear holes and suck your thoughts out and sell them to the Chinese.
Tinfoil.
The government are doing this, or...
You don't know this?
What?
Absolutely.
Naive.
They pour chemtrails all over our heads, make our hair go away, which was our only defense against the government rays.
Then
the government rays can bounce off every shiny surface. That's why there's more metal around.
And that's why there's more metal around.
Oh, wow. Listen, I've had an idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I've come down now, so I think this is not a Coke idea.
Water.
This is, yeah, I'd love a water, actually.
So, what I was thinking was, we create our own fake news story. We lure them in, okay? And the fake news story I thought we'd do is that I had found a bag of cocaine and taken it.
So, that's not a fake news story, that's just a true story.
Maybe we could do the story that I keep doing it, so all we need is probably like a little bag of cocaine just for me.
That's just you wanting some cocaine.
Okay, I can take it or leave it if I'm totally honest with you, Steve.
Cool, it's probably best to leave
it. Okay, cool, we'll just leave it.
Just leave it, yeah. But we will need a story if we're going to coax them in.
Cool. So maybe like I can't find coke?
Do you remember what your last one was?
It was coke.
It was a coke-related one as well. Okay. Yeah, so we'll try and avoid the coke-related one.
All right, speed.
I am here on our talk show, Looking at the World, and I've got a special guest. It is a very interesting case of Miss Jennifer Winicky. She is a woman with a job. Jennifer.
Hi.
What's it like being a woman with a job?
Oh, well, it's unusual. I'm the only one. To be honest, when I go into the workplace, I'm glad there aren't more.
What is your experience like? If I was a woman being leered at by a bunch of men in an office, it would make me feel pretty sexy.
Yeah, me too. I really like it. It really makes me feel good about myself.
Exactly.
And it's that kind of bullshit that we need to stop right now.
Do you know what? To be honest with you, I was kind of getting swept along with it. But, you know, they did a whole section about how she was the only woman with a job. And we already met Patricia Reed, who works for their office. I mean, we've met a number of women who work for their office.
Yeah.
I mean
there's probably not as many as we'd like to have on this podcast. But
No, absolutely. But, you know, it is what it is.
I think we should storm up to the building of JCB News.
We're already in the...
Yeah, I think we should leave this building, storm up to it, and try and get the attention of Michael, the boss.
Who's been in here a few times.
Yeah. Okay, we're outside. I left my keys in, so we are properly locked out.
Actually locked out.
Do you have a second to talk to Greenpeace? You want to sign the...
No, we're just doing...
You want to sign to donate to Greenpeace?
We're doing a podcast.
All right, we're just going to stand here and we'll fucking...
Steve, Charlie, is that you?
Let us in! Oh, yeah, thanks.
There you go. What are you doing out here? I thought you were using the studio.
We want to speak to the boss of your company.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've actually got a free half hour.
How convenient.
But you've got an office and everything. We could go and sit in
my office, or we can go to the cafeteria. It's up to you. I don't mind. Let's go to my office. It's quiet.
Yeah. Could we go via the cafeteria and I'll get a sandwich?
I'll get it sent up.
Sort of thing you do.
Yeah, I'll get Julia to get them. She's really good.
I bet that's a woman with a job.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's my PA. She's been with me 7 years. She's great.
It's quite a nice office.
Thanks, yeah, it's, corner office, typical sort of boss thing. I really like it, yeah.
It's great.
Good views.
Really good view, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you guys want to talk about?
Charlie, what are you doing?
I'm just looking around for evidence, clues, stuff like that, so.
Feel free to take that, mate.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Are you sure?
Anymore. Yeah. If you notice, but we actually run one of the drug cartels in South America.
So don't give him more cocaine.
Great.
So yeah, what do you guys want to know?
Why'd you lie?
Lie about what?
About the news.
Lie about the news? We don't lie about the news.
Why do you lie when making the news about the stories?
What do you mean? I don't understand what you're
saying. I understand you're not lying about making the news. You do make the
news.
We do
make the news. In some cases, we literally make the news. We create events and then report them accurately.
I think that was an exclusive that we got.
Cool, I wasn't listening.
They make the news.
Yeah, cool. He's got like a magic eye book on his desk, so I was kind of looking at that.
You shouldn't be that close to it.
Right, it's just I can see dots.
Yeah, that's all it is, really.
Do you have any more?
What, more coke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you we run one of the cartels.
Okay, well, just give me more then.
Well, there's some in that drawer. I mean, you have taken a lot.
You should probably take this water.
No, don't drink the water. Don't. I'll get Julia to get you tap anything other than tap water. You can't have the water in this building.
Is Julia around yet?
I'll buzz her. Julia?
Michael?
Yeah, can you get Charlie a bottle of Evian, please?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, like, guys, we have to get together and make some news. So, like, the boss got us this new, like, plant, and it's in the middle of the table. I probably is not listening in on the conversation, like, the last time. But, like, if we can just brainstorm, like, what news are we going to make today?
I was thinking perhaps if we do some stories that women have jobs.
Yeah,
good.
I think we did that. Yeah, they did that on the talk show.
Hey, Gunther, don't take some mickey out of his accent. No, just because we have one
the Germans
person.
And the French have been, like, fighting all the time. And
like,
I just want...
It's not cool.
I'm
it's
just
a kind of racism,
I'm
you know?
Being a fun guy.
Yeah, okay. It just doesn't seem
okay.
That way.
I was brainstorming, like, maybe do a story about how birds, they are sending messages through the chirping.
Yes,
yeah,
that's cool.
What's language.
What are birds?
They're like tiny dinosaurs.
Tiny flying dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs that fly around.
Yeah, and yeah.
You have a chicken, yeah?
Yes, I've eaten chicken.
Yeah. So like that like started off like a bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it is a chicken.
Okay, maybe we tell people chickens are birds.
Chickens are birds.
If we want to make it a little more sensational that like a Kentucky colonel is like putting chemicals or one of the hidden spices is like a special spices to make your genitals turn to a different flavor of genitals.
That sounds
like
good.
And then like you don't know which bathroom to use.
Yeah.
And that's like in the news there.
Also, I don't know if this is relevant, but Frau Offenstein here, she has a very interesting story about someone punching a cat.
Well, I found this woman on the street and she had a cat and it looked like it'd been punched. That's the whole story.
Was it one of those cats that's already, like, face smashed in?
Like the grumpy cats. It just
yes,
died.
Like a grumpy cat, but that one was like a...
Down syndrome.
Yes, that cat was like missing chromosome or something, like a cat's own.
Oh, no.
Charlie, what are you doing with that USB stick with that interview on? Give me that back.
No. I could sell it and make some money.
Just get out of that tree.
No, I won't.
And give me the USB stick.
No, this tree is my home now.
Look.
Okay, fine. Have the USB.
Ow.
Ah.
So you say, just sit down at the table here.
On the table.
Just on the operating table. I will try to get that out of your eye. So how do you say this happened?
My co-presenter, Charlie, he was up a tree. I brought him with me.
You're sweating a lot, sir.
Yeah.
Do you want to sit down? You just want to sit down?
Yeah, okay,
keep
going. Water.
You can't drink the tap water here.
He threw an interview at me.
Yeah, that's stuck in your eye. Let me see if I can just get it out of there. It seems like there's a white powder on it. I'm just going to have to...
That's cocaine.
Oh. So I'm going to have to report this to police.
Right, well, if you just look at Wikipedia, hang on. It's not actually
illegal. Can I see that?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well, do you want to do a bump?
Doctor, I hope it's okay that I'm here. Patricia Reed from JCB News. Just exploring how long is too long in hospital.
I think that all comes down to how long are you going to suffer through this food? Do you mind if I do jokes in the story?
Should I just pull this out my own eye then?
You're just a fucking cokehead, all right?
I'm not, it's him.
Could I take your name for the interview, sir?
Yeah, it's
Steve Dawson.
I'll just yank it out.
Ah! Is that a bit important?
Your eyeball? Yes, it's very important. It is hanging on by the eyeball strings. And I'm a doctor, and that's what they're called.
I mean, did we, after we'd taken over South American country, did we experiment with different societal structures to see what would happen to human beings under those conditions? Yes. Guilty as charged, you know.
We all read Plato's Republic.
Yeah.
All of us.
We read it and we enacted it. It didn't work.
We tried
having one matriarch defended by 100 naked male warriors. Tried everyone living underground.
Yep.
We tried having children be in charge.
We tried a very interesting thing of everybody jumping all the time while trying to live through society. Because it didn't work.
But
just made people tired.
Yeah, very tired.
But, you know, we built that rocket and we sent it to Mars.
Has anybody else done that? No.
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 Did we forget to put any kind of transmitters on it so we'd know what would happen to it? Yes.
100%.
Guilty.
Yeah.
You know, the more we delve into this, I mean, the more I'm developing a grudging respect for these people.
And you look at their website and it's millions of hits.
Yeah, and I'm looking here as well, and they've got a number of podcasts, and they've all appear to have over 60 regular listeners. They've deposed a huge amount of governments in various countries, and I'm thinking that if we release this, we can sell this story for a lot of money to another news organization. We can invest those profits into something. I'll be in charge of that. I can find out what that is, and I'll work on something.
Is it cocaine?
It's cocaine, yeah. I'm going to invest in some cocaine. No, but listen to what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to keep some for myself, but sell enough that I make a profit. Then, using profit, I'll buy more cocaine.
Yeah, okay, no, that's then, not going to work.
I don't know. It sounds like a perfect business plan.
Your first bit of the plan, I love.
Buy some cocaine.
This, no, not the cocaine bit. Blow it out of the water by taking it to another news agency like CNN.
Great.
And tell them exactly what's going on.
Okay, great.
CNN also operate from within this building.
Brilliant.
Hi, welcome to the Cocaine News Network.
We've got some...
you look fucking great.
Yeah, thanks. You look great as well, man.
And so you actually interrupted them live on air.
Yeah, yeah, I just walked on. You know, I think journalism is probably the thing I love the most, totally overall. Do you watch any of the Marvel films?
Fucking watch all the Marvel films.
Oh my God.
Last week I was like, I'm fucking bored. I'm bored.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Just start with him from the beginning. You have Captain America, First Avenger.
Oh my God.
Did you present them with the evidence?
Yes, I did.
And you're totally cool with me just helping myself to some of that.
There's a bowl, and it's for everybody. And you want a straw?
So
I use a metal straw, and it just hits the back of your cranium.
Floor manager here. If you can snort while you talk, snort while you talk.
Yeah, these microphones pick up that shit.
Absolutely.
They pick it up, pick it up, okay. pick it up.
Does anyone want to like do it off my arm or off my leg or something like that?
Do it off my asshole if you want to.
Yeah,
Wolf of Wall Street style, man.
Camera 3 to the asshole.
You ever seen that movie?
Does the floor manager want to take coke with us as well?
Floor manager is already...
She's already on coke.
She's already...
So is that a yes? You did do it, because I can't find it on this tape.
My relationship with my dad was just really messed up.
I'm just going to go a little bit further forward.
God, we should go to a water park.
Absolutely. Oh, man, I would love to be wet right now. I just want to be...
I'm just looking at the audio file here, and there's just a long silence. Were you guys just, like, staring at each other, or...?
Well, I don't know. Let's listen.
Okay.
I can suck my own dick.
And a close on three.
So you didn't actually... Where's the USB stick with all the interviews on?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the USB stick with all the interviews on, the stuff that blows out the water?
I sold it to Michael, who runs the company here. Yeah.
The head of JCB News,
who we're
trying to expose.
Yeah, I gave it to him. He gave me a load of money for it.
Hi, guys. Sorry, this is Michael. I'm just intercoming into the room. I don't know if you're aware, but I've got a live feed of everything you're saying into my office. Just wanted to point out, Charlie, it wasn't a transaction. You gave it to me freely, and I freely gave you as much cocaine as you wanted, as I have been doing since you arrived here, so...
Yeah. No, we're best friends, right, Michael?
Goodbye.
That didn't work out. Just got to read this. Mind Canyon is sponsored by Huel. If you want to get really buff, have Huel. I think we're supposed to fill in more information there.
Okay, cool. I can probably do it. Like, have you ever eaten Huel? Huel's just like the most incredible thing you'd ever have. Like, you can get strawberry flavor or chocolate flavor or like vanilla flavor. It's like a shake, but like, it's got all the protein and all the nutrients you need for the day. It's incredible. It gives you a buzz.
Mind Canyon.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're just so pleased you could come.
Be welcome. Help yourself to a cake.
If you don't fancy it, then there's a doggy bag just here. Take it back with you. And if you liked the show, then please tell everyone about it, because there's only like 5 people listen to it, and we'd like it to be near 6 or 8. If you could also comment on iTunes or Stitcher, if you subscribe to us on Stitcher or iTunes.
Tweet about it.
Dig it.
Yeah, if you could choose, if you've got Bebo account.
Just pop a little Bebop on there. And other than that, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.